That was four. Okay, 25054. You may come up now. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are they coming up? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, no. Nah, we're gonna give him a little more time.
Sorry, I thought he was here.
So 24698.
24698, Winchester. Good morning. Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Sure. Chris Soucy, police chief, town of Winchester.
And spell you?
Last name is spelled C-I-U-C-I.
Thank you. And the summary of your case, chief?
The appellant made application back on March 11th, 2024. She swore under penalty of false statement, the application answers were true and correct. Despite the warning, there was false information concerning criminal history and conviction history on the application, and arrest and conviction data was omitted, and that's the reason the application was denied.
Thank you. Do you have a summary of your case, ma'am?
Yeah, so when I was doing the application.
You have to be a lot louder.
Oh, sorry, not very loud. When I was filling out the application, my previous lawyer had told me that I didn't have a record anymore from Clean Slate Act. And then I looked it up online on the Connecticut database, and nothing was listed for any of my past convictions he was referring to in 2013. Nonviolent, so that's why I filled it out the way I did.
Thank you. Chief?
So on page three of the application, it says, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction? You indicated yes. And then it says, if yes, list all arrests indicating charges, locations, dates of arrest, and dispositions. Attach additional sheets if necessary. Did you provide that information on your application?
I don't remember if I didn't come up in the system. I don't remember, sir.
So, let the record.
Oh, I got it. Sorry. Oh, no, yeah, I put my record was clean, because that's what.
No, right before that, under.
So we're not crossing right now, chief? This is the point where you just give your side of the story of everything, then she'll be able to cross you based on what you say.
All right, I thought we.
It's not a bully. You're good, no worries.
A summary.
No, you're good.
The application was denied because the information was omitted for arrest and conviction history.
And then we would have an opportunity to cross you, and she would have to cross you on that stuff. No worries. Then she'll give.
Would you like to cross examine the chief? Would you like to ask him any questions?
No, I just found, I'll just answer his. I think I found.
Well, wait, it's your turn.
I don't think I'll on that one.
No, you're good.
Questions from the board?
Chief, if she had disclosed all these criminal arrests on your application, would you have given her a permit, or would you have not given her a permit?
There were no disqualifiers.
Okay.
There was an indication on one of the arrests that narcotics were involved. We didn't look at the application for suitability. It was denied strictly on the omission of information, and then she swore that that information was true and correct.
It wasn't, okay.
Yeah, and I was gonna ask a similar question. Are you going to present any information about the nature and circumstances of the incidents leading to the arrests and convictions?
No.
Okay.
Other questions from the board?
Well, have her records been erased? Is there a recent check?
No, yeah, the records, we have a criminal history with conviction for four. There were guilty dispositions and four arrests that weren't disclosed, came back in our background check.
You know the last time that was run?
Possibly, if it's on the printout. I mean, the application was back in 2024, so at the very least, sometime in 2024?
Oh, it's just not recent, and a lot of changes went through recently.
No.
Yeah, but it's fair to say when she applied, those were, when she filled out this form, those convictions were still good.
Yes.
Whether they're there or not now.
Correct.
Any other questions from the board? Okay, now your turn.
Sorry, can I just?
First of all, question, where do you live?
Now I live in Granby, Connecticut. I moved out of Winchester.
Okay. We can't complete your hearing.
Okay, so do I withdraw and reapply through Granby?
That would be the best thing to do, yes.
Yeah, and then make sure that you double check on that database when you fill out the Granby application.
Yeah, can I ask the question?
So what you do is you contact the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, State Police. You go to SPBI, it's the State Police Bureau of Identification, and you get a copy of your actual criminal history. So that public one is just a public website, and if it's 10 years or greater, they just don't put anything on there. So that's why it's not there. So that's why it's, they charge you. So you can go through SPBI, you can get your full complete history, and that's actually good because then you can go through pardons and apply for a pardon if Clean Slate did not apply to you. So it's actually good if you want to get your record wiped in the future.
And if Clean Slate did apply to me, like
then it wouldn't show up.
Then it wouldn't show up.
There you go.
Okay,
yeah.
So it might not be there now.
There's only one way to find out.
Okay. And that was SP, sorry.
SPBI. But if you just go to Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, DSPP@ct.gov, and you just look up records, it'll be the big thing, and all the forms are there. And you can do it right through the mail. Yep. Okay. Unless you want to do a fingerprint supported one, you can go do a fingerprint supported one too. So they'll help you out.
And keep in mind that the question doesn't ask what's on your record or what are the police going to be able to find.
Okay.
It's what has happened in your life. You may remember, so you may have a Connecticut record clean, but have an arrest and conviction in Pennsylvania or something that they didn't find, but it's there, but they may find it later.
I did list.
You clearly knew you had all those arrests, and you probably should have known that you had convictions on every single one of them. Whether you find it or not, you should put it there. Like you said, he was going to issue it anyway. But you didn't complete the form.
And just remember, when you fill out a new application for Granby, you have to say that you've been denied before and the reasons why.
Well, if I withdraw, then
You're still denied.
Yeah, okay.
But you haven't lost.
There won't be a record here.
Right, there was no loss here.
All right, so then, I'm sorry, I'm confused. So when I reapply, I just do the whole process again through Granby, then that'll be a question at some point. They just say.
Right at the bottom.
They will ask you whether you've been denied or revoked before.
Okay.
You have to get to that.
But when they ask, I think they also ask if you have had an appeal and you haven't.
Okay, no.
Because you have not lost that.
No, that's wrong. Yeah.
That's not asked anywhere.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
No?
Is that all totally clear now?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doris.